It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
Amnesty International Aotearoa has published an open letter to Prime Minister-elect Christopher Luxon, calling on him and the incoming government to demand a sustained ceasefire in Gaza. The letter has been published in collaboration with Action Station and Save the Children New Zealand, and states that the current four-day humanitarian pause is not enough to address, quote, the catastrophic suffering and the horrifying harm to civilians, end quote. The letter comes after weeks of protests across the country and little comment from the incoming government. I spoke to Amnesty International Aotearoa Executive Director Sean Greaves about the letter and what the groups would like to see from the incoming National ACT New Zealand First coalition government. We also spoke about the Labour Party's call for a ceasefire, which many have critiqued as a delayed response. Why does Amnesty International Aotearoa believe that a four-day humanitarian pause is insufficient?
Well, look, Amnesty International, along with Save the Children and Action Station, are calling for a sustained ceasefire in Israel and occupied Palestinian territories. Yes, the four-day pause has brought, you know, a brief respite, but halting the fighting for a matter of days is not going to be near enough to address the catastrophic suffering that, or to relieve the horrifying harm that's happening to civilians. Yeah.
So on an international level, what impact would Aotearoa's call for a sustained ceasefire have?
Yeah, look, the scale of suffering and injustice that's occurred over the last few weeks, it's been devastating. And as I mentioned, the brief pause is not enough to address the extent of that harm. You know, the way I look at it is that we all deserve to live in a world free of violence, you know, where we can all, including those of us as children, can go to bed at night knowing that we'll wake up, you know, safely the next day. So we're calling for a ceasefire that covers the whole of the Gaza Strip and is of sufficient duration to alleviate civilian suffering. So there's things, you know, it needs to be based on things like, you know, free and safe movement of civilians and humanitarian personnel throughout the Strip. One that will allow, as awful as it is, the dead to be recovered, buried, mourned. The wounded to be taken properly care of and treated, and hospitals and clinics to be repaired and to receive essential materials. This is what a ceasefire would enable and why we're calling for that.
Christopher Luxon has previously said that he can't see any proof of violations of international law from the Israeli government, and the ACT Party has accused MPs such as Chloe Swarbrick of anti-Semitism for her use of the chant, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free." Is it likely that we'll see any sort of statement in support of Palestinians in Gaza from this incoming government?
I would say that now that we have a new prime minister in place, you know, we need him to be the leader of the world, the leader the world needs right now, and call for that lasting ceasefire. So, you know, even the UN Secretary General, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, a number of members of the Security Council like Brazil and Switzerland and the United Arab Emirates, they've all called for a ceasefire. So the time is for, you know, our Prime Minister to step up and must listen to the collective call from thousands of people from across New Zealand who have, you know, put out a call, you know, to call for a ceasefire and, you know, who are deeply concerned about the violence taking place in Israel and Gaza. So it's a must.
After weeks of protest across Aotearoa, the outgoing Labour government finally called for a ceasefire. Do you think this was enough from our outgoing government?
Yeah, look, we're going to say that, you know, we're always going to say we welcome all leaders of all parties to show their support. So what we need to see right now, and I said it before, is what we need right now is for the new Prime Minister to take that strong stance as our country's newly elected leader in using his position power to call for a ceasefire now. You know, with that, I've said that there are thousands of people that have taken action across New Zealand. They want to see a ceasefire. So the weight is now on the Prime Minister's shoulders to take that stance now.
Alongside calling for a ceasefire, Te Pāti Māori have called for the expulsion of the Israeli ambassador and the ambassador for the United States. Are these calls that Amnesty International supports?
Well, look, we would encourage any political party to support our call for a ceasefire. It's really key, really critical. Our focus is on those parties putting pressure on the Prime Minister, along with all the thousands of New Zealanders who have perhaps protested and signed petitions and so on, to put pressure on Christopher Luxon to support the call for a ceasefire.
Is there more that Amnesty International Aotearoa would like to see from the New Zealand government alongside a call for ceasefire? And what would be the next steps in supporting Palestinians after joining calls for ceasefire?
Yeah, look, the key thing here is that humanitarian aid is able to get through. That is the absolute key thing. So, you know, it's all the things around, you know, fuel and food and healthcare being able to get through. So supporting where we can that humanitarian action to take place in Gaza. One of the things that is really important that New Zealanders remember is we often feel like a small group at the, you know, group of islands at the bottom of the world. And I always reflect on that and think, you know, we've always been bigger than that in so many ways. We've led the way on social issues throughout history. And, you know, when we stand on the side of justice, we're all going to benefit. So I just want to encourage your listeners that, you know, our country can and must, and we have in the past, supported social calls and can support an end to this violence, and really encourage people to do as much as they can to write to their MPs, write to the Prime Minister, and continue to put that pressure on. That ceasefire is just going to be so key, and then the question and the answers will be around allowing that humanitarian aid to get in where it's needed.
That was Amnesty International Aotearoa Executive Director Sean Greaves speaking to me about an open letter to Prime Minister-elect Christopher Luxon published by Amnesty International Aotearoa, Save the Children New Zealand and Action Station, which calls for the incoming government to support a ceasefire in Gaza.